This is Brevard's Praise and Worship Station. WMIE, Coco, Melbourne, Titusville, FM 91.5.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. My name's Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God, 165 North Grove Street, and we'd love to invite you out to our services this coming Sunday. We've got special guests with us. The Special Gathering Choir is going to be with us. They've got some people in their traveling ministry. They have people from all sorts of different churches throughout Brevard County. And quite honestly, they have sites all throughout the East Coast here of Florida. Richard Stimson's done a great job for decades in leading that ministry. They've got someone that's wanting to be baptized. It's our church's 73rd anniversary. And so what a better way to celebrate than celebrate people's obedience to follow the Lord and identifying with his death, burial, and resurrection. So that's coming up this Sunday. And we would love to invite you out to that. Tonight we have our Bible study and prayer meeting night. And so right now we're focusing on prayers on our Wednesday night, the same way that we are here on the radio program. And then we're going to be moving into studying the book of Revelation. So that's where we are on Wednesday night. We would love to have you come and be a part of that. I'm going to take you back to Ephesians chapter 3. Ephesians chapter 3 today. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 14. Again, we're talking about prayers that are more than just a request for a loved one to be healed or a door to be opened. These are prayers that talk about spiritual advancement. And so these are kingdom prayers. They're straight out of the Word of God. And so I'll read verses 14 through the end of the chapter, the third chapter of the book of Ephesians. "For this reason I bow my knees to the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, from whom the whole family in heaven and earth is named, that he would grant you, according to the riches of his glory, to be strengthened with might through his Spirit in the inner man, that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith." That's where we concluded on yesterday's program. "That you, being rooted and grounded in love, may be able to comprehend with all the saints what is the width and length and depth and height, to know the love of Christ, which passes knowledge, that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us, to him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus to all generations forever and ever. Amen." So we'd been talking about that Paul was praying for the church of Ephesus, and we can pray that God would give to us, according to his riches, the riches of his glory, that we would be strengthened with might, we'd be made strong, that the power through his Spirit, that it would impact our inner man, our innermost being. So it's not just what can happen on the outside, it is what takes place on the inside. So why is that strength, why is that might necessary through the Spirit in our inner man? And it is that Christ may dwell in our hearts through faith. Okay, so I don't think that there is anybody who calls themselves a Christian that would disagree with that particular goal, that we want Christ living in our hearts and in our lives. Okay. But it is more than just so that we are saved, because that is not where this prayer ends. And it says, the reason for that is so that you, that means it's impacting us as individuals. And I will tell you that this is a prayer that as you read it, you're going to see it is a prayer that cannot be answered for just an individual. This is an answer that requires the corporate body of Christ. It is something that is supposed to take place in community of faith. So it says that Christ may dwell in your hearts or your innermost being through faith, that you, me as an individual, you as an individual, being rooted and grounded in love. In other words, that is supposed to be something that is a continuous reality in our life. And so I've got this tree out in front of our church. It was planted by the county a little over 20 years ago, somewhere between 20 and 25 years ago. It was a, it wasn't planted from an acorn. It's an oak tree. It was planted, you know, in a bucket. It came in a pretty good size. It was probably 10 to 12 feet tall when they planted it. And, back at that point in time, when they planted it, they were considering putting in paver stones as far as what the sidewalk went. And I spoke up and I said, I'm not a in favor of the paver stones, because whenever people are walking down those, as the shift in the soil takes place, they're not going to be level. They're not going to be even. Well, that tree did not stay 10 to 12 feet tall. It has grown. It has thrived. And you can tell from that particular tree that it is not just thriving because of the circumference of the branches and the size of the tree trunk. It's not because the height of the tree has become, you know, taller than you could reach with the tallest ladder that we've got at church. You can tell it because the root structure under that, you know, makes the visible growth possible. You can tell it because the roots have extended out. They've grown in size. They are looking for moisture. They're looking for nutrients and things like that. And they have not only impacted, you know, the paver stones that they did put in some places, but it also changed the height and the elevation of the sidewalk. You know, they put those cuts in concrete every, you know, 4 feet, 5 feet, 6 feet, whatever it is, so that if something happens, there's a section there. Well, what has happened is because the root system is so healthy, parts of that concrete has elevated, I would say probably an inch, maybe 2 inches, something like that, because the root system is healthy. And so that tree has survived wet conditions. It has survived dry conditions. It has survived through the years. It has survived through storms because the root system is well established and it's healthy, and the root system itself impacts some of the things that are visible. God, here in Ephesians chapter 3, through the inspiration of the Holy Spirit and Paul's writings, wants the church at Ephesus and us here in Brevard County to know that when Christ dwells in our hearts through faith, that we are going to be rooted, we are going to be planted, we are supposed to be growing substantially, even though that substance may not be visible to the casual observer. If you just drive down Grove Street, you're not going to pay attention to any of those things that I just described. You're just going to see that there's a big tree with a healthy canopy of branches and lots of leaves, and whenever it's acorn season, it drops acorns by the thousands. Several years ago, I was doing a sermon illustration, and I went out and I gathered a whole bunch of acorns. I mean, they had dropped. I don't know how many I grabbed, but it was in the hundreds, and it was just a small portion of what had come off of that tree. All of those seeds have come because that tree has a healthy root system. So if all of us got together and we went out there and we used all of our might and all of our power to try and push that tree over, we would not be successful. I don't, if everybody in Brevard County, if the most muscular people at every gym in Brevard County went out there and said, we're going to pull, and everybody was working in unison, that tree, I do believe, would still stand, because that's how well established the root system is. And so if you read in Psalm chapter 1, you are going to find, well, let me just take you back there so I can read it to you, that God describes the people of God as being a tree planted by a river that is going to be able to endure a great deal of adversity. So let me, got one more page to go here. Let me read Psalm 1 to you. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the paths of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knows the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Because of a healthy root system, that tree is planted by God in a place where it is going to thrive. It is planted in a place strategically where it is going to be fruitful in due season. It is planted in such a way that it is going to be able to remain healthy and vibrant even in adverse conditions. It is planted and strategically positioned by God in such a way that it is going to prosper no matter what happens to the environment around it. So, Christ dwelling in our hearts through faith is because Jesus Christ wants to do a work in our inner man where the relationship we have with Jesus permeates, it extends its reach into every area of our life. So for me, being a Christian is not just about Sunday morning. It is every day of the week. It is not just about my spirit. Sometimes The fact that I'm rooted in Christ impacts my thought life. It impacts my emotions. Being rooted in Christ causes, it has a positive impact on my health, on my finances, on my relationships, on my the choices that I make. That's what being rooted is all about. It means God has planted me, strategically planted me, and I am not stuck. I'm planted. So Paul writes that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith, that you, being rooted, and the next one is grounded. That means that you and I are established, that we have a foundation, that there are things that are going to be able to take place, not just underneath eye level, underneath the surface, but because of the fact that Christ dwells in our hearts or in our innermost being by faith, it means that now there's a foundation that is also going to impact the things above the ground, things that people will see. So my wife has been praying this verse, and I may not get exactly the way that she says it 100% accurately, but it came out of her devotions, and it talks about that God is in her. She cannot fail. She cannot fail. With Christ as our foundation, you can go to Jesus' Sermon on the Mount and talk about that a person's house or a person's life who is not just a hearer of the word, but is also a doer of the word, that person, because they have a life with a foundation instead of a life built on shifting sands and shifting values and shifting cultures, that because they have a foundation, what is above, you know, what people can see, that they are going to be able to survive even in adverse conditions. My son had a neighbor. My son and his family have moved three or four times, and God has really blessed them. At one point in time, they had this neighbor who had owned the house down in Homestead back in 1992. His was the one house that survived a direct hit. And evidently, he was the one who had designed the house, built the house, but he did not do it according to the building standards of that time. He intentionally built the house to survive a severe hurricane. And so literally there were all these houses that got wiped away, and there sat his. And I had this conversation with him one time, and he said, "I didn't build it to survive what every other house was built to survive. I built it so that it would still be standing even if a serious hurricane," and Hurricane Andrew was a serious hurricane back in 1992. I can remember hearing a gust of wind coming through our region at about 2 o'clock in the morning. We ended up leading a lady to the Lord a little bit later in 1992. And I think her husband passed away just about the same time that storm blew through. I remember, you know, hearing the sound of the wind on the outside, and it's like, whoa, that's pretty intense. And we're hundreds of miles away. I've seen what tornadoes can do, but I will tell you this. I'm much more concerned about my spiritual life and your spiritual life than I am about concrete bricks, 2x4s, roofs, walls, electricity, and water. So many people are concerned about, you know, and I hear this on advertisements, will your finances survive your retirement years? Will you be able to outlive your finances? And I'm not opposed to financial wisdom. I practice it. But I tell you what I am more concerned about is, am I going to be able to have a relationship with Jesus that is not only going to start well, but it's going to run well and going to be able to finish well? And so Christ living inside of us through faith impacts what people see and creates a foundation where we are grounded so that people can be able to see that. And here's the qualifier for this prayer, that we may be rooted and grounded in love. Now, I have to throw this out there, that there is a concerted effort in our modern society to redefine love according to people's terms, according to society's terms, instead of God's terms. And so you will hear all sorts of different platitudes, but make no mistake about it, that what we are talking about here is we're talking about loving the Lord our God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, and loving our neighbors as ourselves. So we have got to realize that the love that Paul was praying for the church of Ephesus was a love that comes from God, that enables us. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy. So the first one is love, that characteristic that identifies followers of Jesus Christ. The only source of it is from God. It is not whether or not you can have an emotional attachment to other people. You can have all sorts of emotional attachments. That doesn't mean that they're healthy. It doesn't mean that they're holy. And so God says, because Jesus is the central part of my life, because he is occupying through faith the core of my being, it causes me to be anchored in him and established in his love. So because of that, his love is much more influencing than my emotions. So you say, you just talked about love. Love is an emotion. Well, love is also a decision, but more importantly, love is a lifestyle. Love is a lifestyle. And if we live the life that says, I am firmly established in the love of God, it's going to be something that the world could never supply. It's an unconditional love. It's a holy love. So it's not physical. It's not chemical. It's not emotional. It is a spiritual reality that influences all of those other things. So if you try and have a relationship that is rooted and grounded in love, but it's not the byproduct of Christ living in your innermost being through faith, then your root system is compromised. Your foundation is compromised. Look, relationships on their own are very, very hard. Without Christ and without the love of God, it's even harder. And so I tell people that, you know, it says that God hates divorce, and I don't believe that that's just marital divorce. I believe that it is covenant people. You and I are supposed to have a like-minded faith. We're supposed to be tender-hearted towards one another. And so they began to question Jesus about divorce, and they said, why did Moses permit this? And he said, that wasn't the way it was from the beginning. It was because of hard hearts. And whenever there is a deterioration in a relationship, one of the things that I can guarantee, because it's from the scripture, is that someone there has a heart that has grown hard. It might not be you. It may be the other person. What really is painful in life is when one person's heart grows hard and the other person's hasn't, and then they suffer the consequences and the realities, the collateral damage, if you will, of what a loveless life looks like. And so I want to pray for all of us today that Christ would dwell, not just have the title to our heart, but he would actually occupy our heart, that there would be no void, no vacant spaces, that he would actually be thriving in our lives through faith to the point that there is impact of his holiness going on in areas of our life that people can't see. That there's a foundation where he can begin to operate in such a way that people are going to notice, hey, there's something different going on. That's not just a blade of grass that's going to disappear. There's something substantial going on there. And all of that being rooted and that being grounded, it is in the agape love of God. It is the identifying characteristic of God. Now, a lot of people think that that means that it's ooey gooey, it's all squishy and feel good and all of that. Sometimes love shows up in a very powerful way. Sorry about the lip noise there as I inhaled. But it shows up in a powerful way. Because I love my children, I did not let them play in traffic. Because I love my children, there were things that we did not allow them to do that other people did. And God's love says, look, I want you to be kept. I want you to be protected and preserved for the plans I have for you, which are good, healthy, and righteous plans. God bless you. You have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed. Thank you.